I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 35. Fun 4th of July weekend blast. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic. Let's get this party started, everyone. How are y'all doing on this beautiful, fabulous Friday? I'm supposed to say Friday, everyone. I didn't have a drink yet. It's not Friday yet. It's only Thursday. I'm getting my days of the week all mixed up. But you know what? That's how it happens. Because you know, when you're multitasking, when you're doing so much at a time, you know, time do go by fast. So how are your day going? I hope you're having a good day. This is going to be a fun, positive Thursday this Thursday. What I'm talking about is 4th of July, fun weekend blast. I don't know what y'all have planned. I know it's kind of limited due to this coronavirus situation. But hey, why not make the best of it? You know what I mean? I know that y'all creative and I know y'all know how to have fun. You only get one life, so why not enjoy it? The 4th of July is this Saturday. Do any of you listeners have any plans? Although I know a lot of annual fireworks shows that many states have each year have been canceled due to this coronavirus epidemic. And so far myself, I don't have anything planned. I probably just wind up relaxing, you know, and just going with the flow and, you know, make something, you know, easy and simple. And I probably wind up eating up all the food myself and being all greedy. But I have some fun, easy recipes you can make for your family and friends on this 4th of July. But if you're greedy like myself, I'm going to eat up all. If you're greedy like myself, I'm going to cook for myself, like I said before. And I'm going to eat all the damn food. And then be on top of that, I'm going to be all stuffed. I'm going to be big like a cow. Woo! For eating a lot of food. That does a body good, don't it? Eating a lot of food so you get stuffed. You know how they say milk does a body good? But when you eat a lot of food, it does a body good. Not... Yeah, you gotta have a sense of humor. You gotta have a sense of humor. I know you're probably like, okay, yes, that's so true, Zuri. I have a funny story I want to share with each one of you listeners. Okay, my daughter that lives over in Nevada, actually is not too far from Vegas, her and my son-in-law, okay, he was cooking, tried to light up the barbecue grill, and it blew up, like, as far as, like, the flame just blew up. And my daughter, she said all she heard was a boom, but he was okay, though. When he was cooking, barbecuing outside, the thing in the grill thing, I think he put like too much lighter fluid in the grill and it blew in front of his face. So my daughter was telling me what happened, but she had me cracking up when she was telling me the story because his arms, they had like a whole bunch of hair on it. It wasn't no hair on his arms. Half of his eyebrows was like, he had no hair on his eyebrows. It was like a half an eyebrow. OMG, but it could have been serious though. But the way she was telling it, it was so funny. So for those of you that plan on cooking out this weekend, please be really careful. I've never really been a barbecue person as far as like, you know, lighting up a grill, because I wasn't good at, so I just never went try to go there. Okay, moving forward. So the first barbecue recipe I want to share with each one of you, and you can see all these recipes, is called countryliving.com, the ones that I'm going to share with you. This is called a zucchini and pecorino fritters. This is an oven-baked fritters, grated zucchini. It have cheese in it. And then you can put a little barbecue sauce on it. It looks so good, everyone. Recipe number two. Tomato salad with bacon vinaigrette. It's topped with crispy bacon, a tangy blue cheese. Recipe number three. Swirled meringues with blueberry sauce. So this look more like a dessert from where I'm seeing. It looked like an ice cream, like with whipped cream, but it looked like something healthy, especially for you vegans out there like myself. This is a healthy barbecue dish that y'all can have like for afterwards, like to eat, or just something, you know, if you got that craving, you want to eat something really good and light, try the swerve meringue with blueberry sauce. I think I'm going to try this recipe. Recipe number 4, the spinach and mint salad with crispy goat cheese. This looks like something that you can eat with crackers or something like that. It looks really good, everyone. So after this podcast, check out this website with these different recipes you can try. It's countryliving.com. Recipe number, let me see where I'm at. Okay, recipe number 5, the spinach, peach, and avocado salad. Creamy avocado with sweet peaches, and it looks really colorful as well, too. Recipe number 6, the salty peanut banana pudding is an all-American classic banana pudding, and it benefits the addition with a little bit of hint of salt. That's what it says. And number 7, this is the rustic tomato galette. It's a summer fruit. It looks like it has like tomatoes in it and fruit, cheesy. And it got like this crunchy dough. It kind of looked like a pizza a little bit. Recipe number 8, a raspberry crumb bars. It's a buttery and it has like a tight, tartar dessert bites. It looks really good. It looks like granola bars. That's what it kind of looks like. So this is called, recipe number 8 is called a raspberry crumb bars. Recipe number 9, the raspberry and prosciutto samfa dot. I can't get that last word. Let me try this again. The raspberry and pistachio semi frito. It looks like an ice cream. That's what it kind of looks like, frozen ice cream. Number 10, the rainbow waffle sandwich. Yum, yum. Number 11, the marinated chicken and onion kibbas. Number 12, the mini strawberry rabar galettes. Number 13, the marinated squash tart. Number 14, the Jif mixed berry cornmeal cobbler. Number 15, the hot fudge golden graham parfait. Oh, this looks so good. Even though I don't eat ice cream like that, but it looks so good. Looks really good. Number 16, the grilled summer squash with lemon scallion dressing. Number 17, the green beans with crispy chickpeas. This is a good vegetarian dish. Or for those, anyone that's trying to stay on a healthy journey or just want to try something different, I'm going to try this dish, the green beans with crispy chickpeas. That looks really good. It got like the lemon on the side with it, and it looks really healthy. Number 18, a blackberry coconut tart. Another dessert that you can try to make on this 4th of July weekend. Number 19, the coriander roasted carrots. Number 20, the cornflake crusted baked chicken. Number 21, the grilled sausage. It looks really good. Well, it's going to be on the grill anyway, so it's going to be grilled. This is so silly. Grilled sausage. it's like an Italian sausage. That's what it looks like, and you just top it with your favorite condiments. Number 22, we on, everyone. 22 recipe. Classic lobster rolls. It's lightly coated, and it has mayo in it, served with a buttery and toasted bun. That make me want to get some of that right now. I wish I could just like clap my hands. Lobster bun, please appear. And I can just eat it right now while I'm talking to y'all chewing. That'd be so rude, right? I'm talking to y'all sharing recipes and I'm chewing all in your ear. No, that'd be rude. That wouldn't be funny at all. Okay, recipe number 23, the chocolate chip cookie. It's mixed and it has ice cream flavors with pistachio in it. It have chocolate in it, vanilla. It's like a multi-color. This looks really tasty. It looks like it's about at least 200. It looks like alone, this recipe, the chocolate chip cookie cake, this recipe alone, it looks like it's about 2,000 calories alone. Not even just eating it, just by looking at it. Recipe number 24. The raspberry and lemon rose sparkler. This is like a drink. It's an idea drink. And, let's see. It looks really pretty. And it looks like a Long Island iced tea. Number 25. This is the last recipe for the 4th of July weekend that I wanted to share with y'all. The charred baby peppers with lime and cashew vinaigrette. And it looks so good. It's like topped with, it says topped with silver and tingly cilantro and cashew sauce. So to check out the rest of the recipes, you can go to countryliving.com. So how y'all feeling today? How's the weather? Do y'all have any different? Do y'all have any ideas of what y'all going to make for this 4th of July weekend? Or are y'all going to someone's house instead, just to a barbecue instead? Even though, you know, we still got to practice the social distancing. And I know some people thinking, like, I ain't cooking this weekend. I'm going somewhere. I can get me something to eat. And I know because we've been, you know, we've been in the house for a long time, you know, especially. But anyway, moving forward, I'm going back. But yeah, so to check out these four recipes, and it have actually more recipes on this website. Go to country. Let me see. I want to make sure I have it correctly again, everyone. Countryliving.com. 4th of July drink, and like to make drinks and mix it like you a bartender or something. Or even for those of you don't drink alcohol, I want to share some good recipes that y'all can try. Y'all want to try something different for this 4th of July holiday weekend. Because I know I'm going to have me a drink. Even though I'm not a big drinker, but I've been thinking about maybe a little bit of cranberry with some Amsterdam or some Ciroc. Something light. Or even maybe just a light glass of wine. So this is, you go to delicious.com with the recipes that I'm going to share with you as far as drink recipes for the 4th of July weekend. It says 29 festivity 4th of July drinks. They are red, white, or, and it says, wait a minute, 29 festivity 4th of July drinks that are full of red, white, and booze. That is so funny. And it's by Sienna Livermore, and it's from delicious.com website. The first recipe, the name is, it's a blueberry lemonade margarita. The second one, that was the first recipe, is a blueberry lemonade margarita. The second drink recipe is mermaid lemonade. That looks so good. Number three, the cherry mamamos. I don't know if I said it right. The mamamos. I'm going to leave it like that. Number four, the pina colada, which is a classic. I know many of you probably had it before, and I have as well. Number five, the red, white, blues margarita. Number six, the blue crush margarita. Number seven, the Jello shots, which is a classic. Number eight, the drunk Jack Frosted. And it looked like something that can get you drunk, but it looks so pretty because it's like got this blue color alcohol, you know, contained blue alcohol. It looked like a sky blue. It got like the sugar around it. Check it out, everyone, after I'm done this podcast. It looks so pretty. Y'all check out these recipes and the pictures too. Look really cool. Number nine, the rose sherbet. Number 10, the watermelon sangria. Number 11, the rocket jello shots. Number 12, blackberry mojo. Number 13, the shark attack shots. Number 14 is the raspberry float mimosas. I don't know if I said it right. Number 15, everyone, toasted marshmallow shots. Oh, this looks so different. It looks really good. This looks another one. Number 16, Strawberry Daiquiri, which is another alcohol beverage that's a classic. You can drink it. You can add alcohol or no alcohol. But me, I prefer a little alcohol. Number 17, Red, White, and Blue's Party Shot. Number 18, the Red, White, and Blue Shake. Number 19, the Hurricane. Yeah, that sounds like a drink that'll give you a headache. Because that's how it feel. You drank it, the Hurricane drink. You drank it, and then you wake up the next morning, and you feel like somebody hits you with a rock or something. You're like, man, woo. Number 20, Spike Umbra Lemonade. And number 21, the Frozen Sangria Margarita. 22, the Boo Sour Watermelon Slushies. Number 23, Blueberry Lemonade Sangria. Number 24, Lava Flow. Number 25, the Blueberry Mojo. 26, Blueberry Coconut. 27, Red, White, and Blue Wine Spicer. And number 28, the Rose Sangria. And number 29, last but not least, Blueberry Strawberry Mojo. So let's check out these recipes and you can try it out for yourself, everyone. Go to delicious.com. So do y'all have any like traditional holiday recipes y'all make? Like y'all made up on your own that y'all make each holiday, and especially now the 4th of July weekend, y'all make like your own little twist to your own drink. I would love to know more about your holiday drinks. Email me after this podcast. I'll leave y'all my email, how you can email me for your new listeners. And also, you can send me a message on this podcast as well, too. Moving forward, everyone. So, how can I say this? Do y'all have, like, do y'all decorate, like, during this time of the, for the 4th of July? Do y'all wear, like, colors to go with the holiday, the 4th, or maybe like, you know, light up fireworks and so forth for the kids, or if y'all have kids, or just do that just for fun, you know, what kind of like tradition do y'all do for each 4th of July? Do y'all have a family tradition, like where your family get together, you have a big cookout and y'all bring different dishes, or like do y'all go somewhere like each 4th of July? And I know that some of the beaches are open, which would be so beautiful. I would love, like, one of a co-worker where I work at my other job, she was telling me her and her husband was going down. They was driving down to Virginia Beach. I said, that sounds so nice. Just to drive and just go somewhere. You know, that sounds really nice. I wish I was doing some traveling. But I'm most definitely going to be doing more of that before the summer is over with. And, you know, just enjoying myself and enjoying life and enjoying the moment and enjoying now talking to each one of you. As of Thursday, and the topic is 4th of July weekend fun blast. 4th of July fun weekend blast. Oh my gosh, it's been a long day. I know I'm getting my words a little bit twisted a little bit. It's like when I talk fast, that's what happens, everyone. But I know I gotta relax. And like I said before, it's not Friday yet, so I didn't have a drink. So I wanna go into a commercial break. I wanna play some music to get this party started. You can have a little bit of fun. Let's loosen up. If you have any problems, like if you are stressed out today or you was worrying about something, I want you to get up and dance with me. Let's go. Let's go.
One time for the people on the left, everybody in the club, get them up, let's go. Get your hands up. shit. Fat Man Scoop, family. DJ family.
Always.
Fat Man Scoop, family. Fat Man Scoop, DJ family.
Shit.
Fat Man Scoop, family.
Most wanted crew.
Yeah.
German
smash. Hey. Turn it over and
hit it.
Turn around now.
Smash.
Turn it over and
hit it.
Ooh la la la.
Smash.
Come on, girl, shake that ass for me.
I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
Shake that ass for me. Shake that ass for me. Come on, girl, shake that ass for me.
Oh, ladies,
shake that thing, bitch.
Come on, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake.
Come on,
shake, shake,
shake,
shake it like a soul shaker. Shake that thing, bitch.
Come on, shake, shake,
shake, shake, shake.
Come on.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, miss. Donna, yo, miss. You're the only one named Rebecca. Yo, shake that thing, yo. Yo, and I shake that thing, yo. And I better shake that thing, miss. Can I
dirty, yeah.
Hey, yo, come because I didn't get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep slinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, up, percolate anything you want. Forgot it, hustle it. If I don't take pity, want to see you get life when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny.
Special day. I hope that music made you just want to jam. I'm so y'all should see me. I'm in here jamming. I'm jamming. But moving forward, everyone, I just want to say, this is what I want to say. I am so happy to know that this positive Thursday made y'all want to just unwind, get some cool, different recipe ideas for this 4th of July weekend. I want y'all to have a good, super 4th of July. I'm glad it inspired each one of you. Please share this podcast with someone because I know that it is powers in the numbers and I really will appreciate that. You can connect with me at Zoe Flower. Excuse me. Y'all can connect with me at Zoe Flower YouTube page and please subscribe. I will greatly appreciate that. And follow me on Twitter. I'm at Zoe Flower Twitter and I'm on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram. And I would love to hear y'all feedback from this podcast. And I would love to hear y'all 4th of July if y'all have any barbecue rest, 4th of July recipes and drinks, please send me a message on this podcast and email me at zoeflower8@gmail.com. And I want each one of you to be safe. Y'all have a blessed weekend. And this Positive Thursday is brought to you by Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go. Check out Zoe Flower Healthy Food on the Go every Wednesday on Zoe Flower YouTube page. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good 4th of July weekend. Don't stress because you're too stressed to be blessed. Have a good one.
Tears on my pillow, cause your love is wicked. Cry me a river, cause your love is wicked. Friends come around, say your love is wicked. Kisses when you give, don't you know it's wicked. Wait for your call, cause your love is wicked. Can't sleep at all, cause your love is wicked.
My trick me once, I won't let you trick me twice.
In a hot, like we,
nah.
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 chick that they talk about. Damn is the words that come out their mouth. She look good, always without a doubt. Ask for it, she back and kicking out. Come on.
Play your tambourine, go on, get yourself a whistle and play your tambourine, go on, get yourself a whistle and play your tambourine, go on, get yourself a whistle and play your tambourine, go on.
Pants and